Hello and welcome to Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. On this show, I'll be interviewing organizations located in and associated with Magnuson Park to learn more about who they are, what they do, and how you can get involved. My guest today is Eamon Coleman with the Seattle Gales. Eamon, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, you got it.
Well, if you could just let our listeners know what your role is with the Seattle Gales and how you got started there.
Yeah. So I'm the public relations officer. Sometimes it feels like the chief everything officer. And I also help with managing our Gaelic football. So, yeah, I've been with the Seattle Gales for about 8 years. And randomly, a friend from work just came into the office one day wearing an Irish sports jersey, which I'm very familiar with. And I said, where the heck did you get that jersey? And that's how I kind of stumbled into the Seattle Gales, and it's been a big part of my life and community here in Seattle ever since.
All right. Well, can you give us an overview of the Seattle Gales, kind of what they do and how they got started?
Yeah. So Seattle Gales, it's really Irish sports club. In Ireland, there are a couple of main sports that have a very rich history. Hurling, for example, has been around for thousands of years. To the naked eye, it looks kind of like lacrosse, maybe a bit more violent at times. Gaelic football is kind of like a mix between basketball, rugby, and soccer all in one. So we also have ladies sports as well. Camogie is very similar to hurling and ladies Gaelic football. So there's a number of Irish sports. And in Ireland, it's very, I would say, parochial. Counties and towns take it in extremely seriously. I'm very passionate about their sports. So Seattle Gales are a local upshoot of Irish sports in our city, and they've been around for 40 years.
All right. So pretty long history there with Seattle Gales then. And you've kind of touched on this already with some of those sports that Seattle Gales focuses on, so to speak. I know your website, your mission statement kind of says it's all about promoting Gaelic football, hurling, and camogie, if I am pronouncing that correctly. So you've already kind of touched on those, but with each of those individually, if you could kind of give us kind of a breakdown of Gaelic football, hurling, and camogie, and what people might see if they're not familiar with this sport or any of those sports, and they're just watching a match or anything like that.
Yeah, Benjamin. Imagine, if you will, you're playing soccer and someone kicks the ball somewhat high and you can just go up and grab it with your hands. Wouldn't that be amazing? So that's a big part of Gaelic football. You're kind of, I liken it, you know, in a way, you're kind of like a running back and a quarterback at the same time. You can run around with the ball in your hand. You can bounce it like basketball only once. You can't keep bouncing it up the field. But just a lot of running and fluid movement and point system that's more high scoring, I would say. Games can get up to, you know, 20 points per team. So similar to soccer, you're actually kicking it through a soccer goal, and you have kind of a goalie there. But you also have, similar to rugby or American field goals in the NFL, you've got some uprights, so you can kick the ball through there for 1 point, or if you score a goal, that's 3 points. So, yeah, interesting mix between basketball, rugby, football, and really fun to watch.
It sounds like it. And how many players are on each team?
So we typically play 13 a side in most of our tournaments and big games we play. In Ireland, they actually play 15 a side. Mm-hmm. So the field itself is almost twice the size of a standard soccer field, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Now, here at Magnuson, when we play, most days when our teams come out, especially on Thursdays, we'll play, you know, 8-on-8 or 10-v-10. So depending on the day, we'll kind of adjust.
So the next sport on the list is hurling. What does that sport look like?
Yeah, so hurling, in a way, it does look a lot like lacrosse. One big difference you'll see is the actual stick itself is made of ash wood, and it doesn't have any kind of net. So you have to balance the ball on the end of the stick. So it kind of looks like an egg and spoon race. So you're actually running up the field, kind of bouncing this ball on a stick, just a flat stick. And when you watch the Irish play, it's pretty impressive the speeds they get up to. We obviously play at a different speed here at Magnuson, but yeah, it looks quite similar to lacrosse. The scoring is very similar to Gaelic football, where you have a goalie and you can score 3 points through a kind of standard goal, or if you score through the uprights, that's 1 point. So very interesting sport to watch. Both sports don't necessarily have like full-on tackling like you would in rugby, so it's not as physical as, let's say, a rugby or NFL type tackling.
And with hurling, it sounds like a lot of hand-eye coordination if you're trying to balance that ball on the stick. It sounds like a lot of that involved with the sport. And then for hurling, what do team sizes and field sizes look like?
Yeah, definitely a lot of hand-eye coordination. It's kind of like, you know, if you were trying to hit a home run, but you were running halfway up to first base at the same time. Same field size, same level of players. So, you know, there's some similarities there to Gaelic football just in terms of structure.
And then the final one on the list, camogie. And again, let me know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah, it's correct.
Okay, great. So what does camogie look like?
Camogie is very similar to hurling. Actually, camogie is the ladies' version of hurling. Has a different name and just a couple of different tweaks in the rules. But yeah, overall, very similar to hurling itself.
Okay, so same number of players on each team, same field size.
That's right.
The tweaks in the rules, what do those look like, or one or two of those?
Yeah, so some of the things, for example, in ladies versus the men's sports is just how you can pick up the ball. But really, the rules are actually quite similar. Okay. So there's not too much of a difference there.
All right, then out of those three, do you have a favorite or a specialty?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say specialty, okay. But definitely a favorite. You know, I grew up in an Irish family. I grew up watching Gaelic football. So football is definitely my passion. And, you know, I play both, but I would definitely say we're a football family at my house.
So then with the Seattle Gaels, the sports programs, activities, all of that you put on, what do age groups or age ranges look like for folks who can participate?
Yeah, I'd say come out to the field and you'll see we're basically from 18 to 60. You know, we've got a very interesting range of folks that come out. But yeah, basically over 18. Gaelic sports, there's a national organization that we fall under called the USGAA, and they have youth organizations, but today we don't have one. We do actually occasionally come out to schools and help PE classes and gym classes teach Gaelic sports. So that's something that we have helped with in the past. But yeah, Seattle Gaels, we are 18 and over. But yeah, we have a really wide range of ages and folks that come out to play.
The schools that you work with, are those primarily Seattle area, or are you kind of all over Western Washington? What does that partnership look like?
Yeah, so we've done it more in the past. We'd love to get back out there. We did on the east side. There were a couple of schools that we were associated with, and then same with Seattle. So really it just depends on, do we know the gym teachers? Do they know us? And just creating those school days where we come out and teach. So yeah, it's kind of opportunistic.
Okay. Well, going back to the three sports, Gaelic football, hurling, and camogie, out of those three, is there one that you think would be easier for a beginner to get into?
Yeah, I would say it does somewhat depend. I think most people would look at football as easier. It's a bigger ball. You know, it's most folks have played a bit of soccer or basketball. So that's definitely very approachable with hurling. You know, we have folks that have played lacrosse or baseball and they come out and they're just natural. So, you know, it depends on what your background is, but I would say football again. Football is my favorite. So I'd also say it's easier to pick up and better to pick up.
For beginners, one of the programs that Seattle Gaels puts on, one of the reasons I was I kind of stumbled across the organization is the Open Field Day that you put on at Magnuson Park. Can you talk a little bit about what the Open Field Day is?
Yeah, so we love putting on open field days. You know, the Seattle Gales are much more than just Irish sports. It really is a community and social club. So we have a lot of social members that will come out, and maybe they don't play anymore or not as much as they used to. And the open field day, there's a couple of things about it. You know, we like to throw on a little barbecue. We have a structure where we basically teach new people how to pick up and play the game and the rules. And we'll go through each sport in about a half an hour. And then we'll even at the end of the open field day have a session where folks can actually get out there and play a real game. So, yeah, our open field day, we like to run one right around St. Patrick's Day. And then also during the summer, we'll also put on some open field days on Saturdays just to encourage people to come out, try something new, and meet some new people, make some new friends.
So someone participates in an open field day. They love it. They want to get involved. What does that process look like for joining the Seattle Gales?
Yeah, it's very simple. To join the Seattle Gales, we have a registration process that's also through the USGAA. Again, we're under a nationally organized umbrella for Gaelic sports. That'll even cover you for things like insurance on the field, et cetera. But for the most part, joining the Seattle Gales is just coming out to Magnuson on Thursdays and Saturdays. We also have Tuesdays for hurling. So we have all those dates and times on our Instagram. So I always encourage people to just follow us on Instagram, and they'll get all the information they'll need on joining and coming out.
And what is the handle for Instagram?
Yeah, just at Seattle Gales.
At Seattle Gales. And is there a website as well that folks can look into?
Yeah, seattlegales.com. On that homepage, there's also some sites that will show you some videos and stuff around the sports, kind of show you some of the rules and give examples of playing. And yeah, there's also information on how to register and reach out as well through there.
You mentioned the Seattle Gales being at Magnuson Park every so often. What do those times look like? If somebody wants to come out and watch Seattle Gales, what times should they be coming to Magnuson Park?
Yeah, so we play games every Thursday. So we'll actually get out, set a field up, and kind of have a game day where we'll play both hurling and football. That typically starts around 6:30 to 7. Throughout all of the summer, every Thursday, we're out there 6:30 to 7. And then Saturdays, you know, we do kind of pay attention to holiday weekends and the fact that people have busy calendars. So we try and make one big day a month for Saturdays where we'll put on a little barbecue. And those usually kick off around 12 p.m. and go on until about 3 o'clock.
Other than Magnuson Park, if folks who are listening are not in the Magnuson Park area, are there other spots where you do kind of similar open field days or games or matches or tournaments or anything like that?
I would say Magnuson is truly our home, but we do have some pockets of folks that will just meet up to kick a ball around or hit a ball around. And we're really good at organizing that just through, we have different WhatsApp groups for all of our players, and people just say, hey, I want to get out to Green Lake and go hit a ball around. And, they might have, four or five people meet up and join them. So that's kind of how we run that.
Other than Open Field Day, are there any other programs, activities, events that Seattle Gales puts on throughout the year?
Yeah. So I would say there's a mix between, big tournaments. So typically, every year at Magnuson, we actually have a large-scale tournament where we'll even have teams from Canada come down, Portland will drive up, Tacoma. So we'll typically have a big tournament once a year here at Magnuson. We ourselves go to a few travel tournaments. But aside from that, things that we're really good at, pub crawls. We do a 12 Pubs of Christmas. I don't know if you've ever heard about that one. But yeah, we do like to go out there and just kind of organize some fun social events out in town.
All right. So sports and social events sounds like a fun time. For those of you who are just joining me, this is Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. My guest today is Eamon Coleman from the Seattle Gales, a program of the Irish Heritage Club that promotes Irish sports of Gaelic football, hurling, and camogie. So, Eamon, what is Seattle Gale's connection to Magnuson Park? We've talked about the open field day, talked about the matches. How did that connection start, and what do you see as the benefits to being in Magnuson Park?
Yeah, so the Seattle Gales have been associated to Magnuson Park for as long as I can remember, and I've been with this club almost 10 years now. To be honest, I'm not sure how it started, but one of the things that I do remember hearing was that there was an international focus. So, for example, you've got the cricket fields here, and just, you know, open to different groups and different sports. Usually, most parks are pretty closed off, and if it's not, you know, softball or soccer, it's very tough to get space. So, yeah, we've just felt like this has been home for a long time here at Magnuson. And I would say we had a highlight in terms of partnership back in 2016 when we hosted the USGAA finals, where we had, I think, about 80 to 90 teams come and visit from all over the country, even as far as the Cayman Islands. And we took up, I think, 5 or 6 fields. We had a beer tent and really just had a tremendous event here at Magnuson Park. So it's been home for a long time for the Seattle Gales.
And the benefits. What do you see as some of the benefits of being in Magnuson Park? What do you like most about it?
Hey, sometimes it's as simple as finding parking. You know, the location, it's quite easy for folks to get to, right? Even if they're coming from the east side, they can get off the 520 and shoot up Sandpoint Way. You know, we also love Magnuson Brewing and just access to the lake. Some days when it's really hot, I remember a couple of years ago, it was around 110 degrees. We still came out in the morning and just jumped in the lake afterwards. So I'd say, you know, Magnuson Beach sometimes feels like a hidden secret as well. There's a lot of people that I've introduced to there and Matthews Beach. So I think that's also a great spot.
Well, you already touched on this, but you can go out to the Magnuson playfields and see all sorts of sports and different activities going on. You know, you've got ultimate frisbee, you do have, you know, the softball, you do have baseball and soccer, but you have cricket and you have the Seattle Gales doing their thing. It really is an opportunity to get introduced to all of these new fascinating sports and activities in one spot. Easy to get to, as you said, easy to find parking most days. It is a really great spot for all of that. Now, with some of the partnerships you kind of already touched on with the schools specifically, are there partnerships that you have within Magnuson Park, maybe with some of the nonprofits or anything like that?
Oh, it's not today. And I think that's, you know, something that we'd love to explore further. I think as part of, you know, the Seattle Gales, we do our best to be a great part of the community, but that's certainly an area that we could develop further.
Well, there are a lot of nonprofits in Magnuson Park always looking for something to introduce their clients or their residents to. So I'm sure there are those opportunities available. This show is all about connecting those organizations. So really looking forward and excited to see what Seattle Gales can do within the community, already a presence here, and there's even more opportunity for that moving forward, certainly. With folks who are looking for more information, we talked about the website, we talked about Instagram. Is there a newsletter? Is there Facebook? How else can people find information?
Yeah, really the main things that we do have an email list you can sign up for. I do tend to just plug the Instagram and Facebook as our main ways to stay up to date, keep track of, you know, our stories and posts, and you'll get most of the information that's out there.
All right. Yeah. Now, for folks who are listening to this, maybe they're familiar with Seattle Gales and some of the sports, maybe not, but they're looking for ways to contribute. Are there volunteer opportunities maybe at, you know, open field days or some of these other activities that you put on? And if so, what do those volunteer opportunities look like?
Yeah, so for us, especially on how we operate, social events and just not just showing up, but actually helping put together or plan events is a big area of where our volunteerism happens. This year, we'll also be working on some fundraisers and other things in the community. You know, we really look at, you know, folks that want to come out and just be a part of community. So that's definitely a great way to come out. You know, we're all, always looking for monetary donations and things like that from our club members, especially to help support some of our travel tournaments and things like that. But for the most part, we really like to, you know, put on events that kind of give back to the members and really just focus on growing the community, you know.
For volunteer opportunities or getting involved with the social aspect of Seattle Gaels, do folks need to know about Gaelic football, hurling, camogie, or can they kind of learn as they go?
Oh, absolutely. We're such an open and embracing community. I think, you know, folks can contribute just by coming out and participating, you know, at one of our open field days or barbecues. We really are a social network focused on, you know, the Seattle community. So by just coming out and participating is really a great contribution.
As we're wrapping up here, is there anything else that you'd like to tell our listeners about Seattle Gaels, about the programs that you do, about your involvement in the community? Anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
So we're really excited. On the 29th of July, actually, we're going to be putting on another open field day. So check the Instagram and Facebook page for details on that. Right here at Magnuson, we're going to have a little barbecue and then just go through a tutorial and really just welcome new folks out, see what the sports are about, see if they like it, and just meet our crew. July 29th here at Magnuson Park. I believe it's Field 11. Check the Instagram and Facebook for more information.
And about what time should folks show up for that?
Yeah, we usually kick off around 11:30 for those.
Perfect. All right. So Saturday, July 29th, around 11:30 at Field 11 here at Magnuson Park. Make sure to drop in for their open field day. Really looking forward to it. From everything you've said, it sounds like a really fun environment to be in. A lot of kind of that social aspect, as we talked about. Really looking forward to that event.
Yeah, we can't wait to see you out there, Benjamin.
Perfect. Well, one final question for you. Is there a favorite song of yours that you associate with the Seattle Gaels?
Yeah, I'd say that a lot of memories, a lot of songs, a lot of tunes. But for me, I think we had one really amazing season and one of the events that we've taken part of in the past few years together with the Irish Heritage Club is a day at the races down in Emerald Downs. And there's just this memory I have of being on the bus down there and someone brought a karaoke mic. And this song was then the song of the season. And it was the Waterboys, Hole of the Moon.
All right. Well, that sounds like a great song for that season. A lot of fun that you all have together with the Seattle Gaels. Well, Eamon, thank you so much for being here. Learned a lot about some of those sports, the Gaelic football, the hurling, the camogie, and certainly about all the fun that Seattle Gaels have. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Benjamin. You saw
Thank you for listening to Exploring Magnuson Park. My guest today was Eamon Coleman with the Seattle Gaels, a program of the Irish Heritage Club of Seattle that endeavors to promote the Irish sports of Gaelic football, hurling, and camogie to men, women, and youth in the Pacific Northwest. Visit Seattle Gaels, that's GAELS.com, for more information. And if you'd like to learn the basics of those sports, come out to the Open Field Day on Saturday, July 29th, starting at 12 p.m. at Field 11. Another event happening in Magnuson Park, the Urban Craft Uprising Summer Show, will take place at Hangar 30 on Saturday, July 29th and Sunday, July 30th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Featuring indoor and outdoor shopping, this will be a fun weekend for the whole family. Check out urbancraftuprising.com. for more information. And thank you to everyone who contributes to Space 101.1 FM. It's your donations that make this show and all of our programs possible. If you'd like to contribute, want to learn more about the station, or would like to listen online, visit space101fm.org. And tune into Space 101.1 FM for more of our amazing programs, including Magnuson Blues, airing on Tuesdays from 9 to 11 p.m., featuring old school and contemporary blues, deep cuts, rare 45s, blues from the South, Texas, Chicago, and New Orleans, British blues, R&B from the Midwest cities, and a taste of gospel to uplift you. It's where you will hear and feel the music. And don't forget to tune in on Thursdays at 2 p.m. for more Exploring Magnuson Park. Next week, we'll be bringing back Solid Ground to learn about their upcoming food truck roundup on August 11th from 4 to 8 p.m. at Hangar 30. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. Have a wonderful day, and go Mariners! Walking in-